What's going on, everybody?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 4 of Lean Keys Real Talk. We got, you know, a couple big topics tonight. We got the UFC 217 big event coming up this weekend. The return of George St. Pierre. It's going to be crazy. We got hip-hop's most influential artists of the 2000s. I got also a guest host. My boy Rodney is about to be jumping on. So, you know, it's about to get crazy because my boy Lee, he's, you know, got a couple of years on me, you know, good handful of years on me. So, you know, the generational gap is definitely going to be showing there. We got a lot of different hip-hop opinions we're about to be jumping into. A couple of debates here and there. So let me get a couple of these guys on here and we'll get it rocking. All right? Let's get it. Just 1 second. I'm about to call these guys right into here. Call them right into here. How about that? I'm going to throw Lee on right now. There we go. This man, yeah, you know he's ready. He's got his facts piled up. He's ready to debate.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Yo, what's up? Can you hear me?
What's going on, brother? You just call in at the
Yo,
same time?
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I was having some technical difficulties. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I got it. I just gave them a little intro because you hadn't called up yet. Rodney probably calling up in a minute. We're about to call him in right now, matter of fact. I gave the people a little background on the different topics we're going to be jumping into very shortly. I let him know you got a good couple years on me, two, three years on me. So the generational gap is about to be showing. For real. They're about to see the difference.
Actually, I don't think that's really true because real hip-hop recognizes real hip-hop. So we're going to see. But just in case, everybody, my name is Lee, and I'm here with my man Keys, and we're about to have a very spirited talk tonight. We're calling up our homeboy, Aaron, so we're about to have some fun with y'all tonight. So hold on to your chairs, turn your radios up, turn your earphones on, because we're about to have some fun tonight. Ain't that right, Keys?
Absolutely. Rodney, you in here now, bro? I think I got him right here. Hold up. Yeah, he's in here. I see the number right there. I think he's in here. He's not talking.
Yeah, hit the Hold on. Hit the red button to go live.
Well, no, he's on. It's actually. Yeah. We're all in the same setting right now. So, actually, it says the call had dropped. I don't know. Oh well. Anyways, want to get into a couple of these fights for now. So, what you think?
Yeah,
bro?
Let's go ahead and jump.
You have, all right, so this is getting crazy because a lot of people aren't even, man, George St. Pierre is arguably the greatest UFC fighter that's ever stepped into the octagon, debatably in all of MMA, really, the greatest across the board, debatably.
I can agree with that.
So when you say his name, no matter if you were watching his fights back then or not, even if you didn't see his fights, you respect that name. The thing that's crazy is that a lot of these fans right now, for some reason, it must be the new fan thing. It got to be a new fan thing because I would have thought the hype would have been so much bigger. You know, it's a GSP fight week. This man is going to be in the octagon in about 48 hours, a little over 48 hours. This man's going to be in that cage, and that's crazy. And people are acting like you got Johnny Hendricks in the main event or something. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to tell you one thing, bro.
I can share some light
Michael
on that,
Bisping.
Though.
Yeah, what you think?
I think the thing is with GSP is, remember when he left, he was on top of the game, and then, you know, he just retired. Do you know how much UFC has been through since he's been gone? You know, women have started fighting. You know, WEC is folded, and most of their fighters came to UFC. So most of the fans that are new to the UFC, they don't know who George St. Pierre is because he wasn't fighting when in the last, what, 4 or 5 years, 3 to 5 years, something like that. So the up-to-date fan wouldn't even know who he is. But us, as far as being traditional fans, we know GSP is a beast, but most of the new fans don't know him. They probably have to go look on YouTube to see him fight or see what he's about. But he'll show everybody when he gets in the cage on Saturday.
Nah, I think that the thing is that – hold up, what happened?
Oh, I heard you.
Oh, okay. I think – oh, okay. I thought it was saying that your call dropped. All right, that's crazy. Anyways, that just had me confused right there. They're going to see because I think one of the biggest factors right now, and I'm seeing it more and more as the days get closer. First of all, Bisping is letting everybody get to his head, man. This man, like, it seemed like he wants to fight everybody except GSP on Saturday. This man, I just seen a video, you know, he's arguing with George Masvidal. You know, he's arguing with this man. He's arguing with the hecklers in the crowd. And I think he's going to go in there like a whole hothead and get his ass kicked. And I hope not, because I'm rooting for Bisping. I'm a big fan of his, but GSP is not a pushover. It doesn't matter how many years he took off. He's going to go in there, and he's going to be people are going to be surprised. I think the new fans are about to see something, and they're all going to be GSP fans after this fight. I have a feeling. I'm going to root for Bisping, but if Bisping loses, I won't even be shaking my head. I won't be surprised. I think GSP is going to look great. Those
Yo,
fans
you remember what we talked about? You remember what we talked about on our last show? When we said that somebody has to be the villain and somebody has to be the good guy? Bisping is being the bad guy. So, you know,
Yo,
that's how you got to carry the fight. So.
Facts.
But look, let's talk about this fight, and then we're gonna talk about the should be main event after this, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of our show. Let's talk about Joanna Champion. How you see this fight going?
Oh man, that's another one that I also feel like that I'm scared. I'm scared for Joanna in this fight because I was watching the stare down. Like probably about an hour or two ago, whatever. And Rose could not have looked more focused. Like they had the stare down. She was locked in on Joanna. I don't even think she blinked. It's not healthy, man. I don't even think that woman blinked, not even a half. I think she didn't take her eyes off the champion for 1 second. Joanna was talking crazy. And you know what? Hey. All rights to her. She has a lot she has a lot to back it up, so she could talk, you know, as much as the next girl, whatever, anybody. She could talk more than anybody, but she can't overlook Rose, man. I'm saying, like, she looked focused in that, and that's the attitude that wins fights. When you get a little too cocky, you know, you could slip up, and she could get caught. Don't count out Rose. What you think about it?
So who wins the fight?
Oh, man. I mean, my logic says Joanna. Like, I'm a root for Rose in this one, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Rose.
So I'm going
my
on record,
pick.
And I'm going to say you're going with Rose. Okay. So you're going with Bisping and Rose, whereas I'm going with GSP. And I'm going with Joanna Champion. I think Joanna experience in the fourth and fifth rounds, I think her experience in the fourth and fifth rounds is going to really, like, propel her to the win because I don't know whether or not Rose is ready for the deep waters. Even though she's a talented fighter, I don't know if she's ready for the championship rounds. But with that being said, we got to go to the real main event, Cody versus TJ? And I'm going to let you go first.
Man.
Go ahead.
Yo, I feel like I know. Yo, I have an idea about why you want me to go first on this topic. I'm going to just say what we're going to see in there is going to be beautiful. It's going to be so great. And you know what? I've been wrong about a lot of big fights this year. I'm not going to be wrong about this one. TJ doesn't have a damn chance in this fight. Cody is going to put on a clinic with this. And you know what? I'm going to give it to TJ because his last performance was stellar. It was stellar. There wasn't a thing he did wrong in his last fight. He looked more ready than anybody. I mean, if you go back, Cody's last performance was excellent too. He had another stellar performance versus Dominic Cruz. And if you go back to what we were talking about, I think it was a couple weeks
Keith,
back.
Come on, man. Pick a winner, man. We eating up time, man. We got to get Rod on.
Yep.
We got a lot to talk about. Pick a winner.
Cody Garbrandt's going to kick his ass. That's it. It's not even going to be close, bro. He's going to put on a striking clinic. That's my answer.
Okay, so for all our listeners, Keys is going with Michael Bisping, Rose, and Cody. Lee is rolling with GSP, Joanna Champion, and TJ Dillashaw, baby. Ha ha, yeah. TJ is going to go in there, and he's going to use his movement and his wrestling to confuse Cody. Cody will get frustrated, and he will start making mistakes. And when he makes those mistakes, TJ will capitalize on every mistake he makes. Only thing I worry about with TJ is he has to have his head moving at all times. Don't become a stationary target. Stay on the move and make Cody come to you with that bad back. We don't know how. We don't know whether his back is 100%. We don't know if he's good to go. But a back injury can be tricky. So, TJ, do it for your boy. Do it for your boy. So, ladies and gentlemen, me and my man Keys, we're a few years apart. And, you know, he's into the battle rap thing. Whereas me, I'm into more traditional hip-hop. So tonight, with our guest host, Ronnie, we are going to talk about the most influential hip-hop artists of the 2000s. This should be very interesting and very spirited. I think you will see a wide range of opinions. And listen up and strap it in, because here we go. What's up, Ronnie? How you doing, bro?
Yo.
What's up with you,
bro?
Man?
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, man, I was about to say, man, like something was going on with some of the phone calls. I decided to call to the other number. Thank God it worked. I was nervous to tell. What's good, y'all?
Okay, so we got New Orleans. I'm
yes,
in Denver, and Keys in Boston, right, Keys?
Yeah, Boston, you know.
Shout out to Denver and Boston, man. All right, so how y'all want to do this? Y'all want to go to y'all top five, or do y'all just want to throw names around and kick around the bucket, or how we want to do
hey.
This?
Hey, man, I'm just a all guest, right,
well,
man. Y'all go ahead and talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so I got.
No, we're gonna let Robbie go
list.
Since he's our guest.
Yeah.
All
let's
right,
get it,
Robbie.
Right. Hear what you got.
All right, what? Robbie, give us your number five. Who your number five rapper of the 2000s?
All right. Now, are we saying like 2000, like 2000 to 2010, or just like the 2000 era? Period.
2000.
Sure.
Yeah, we saying
period.
2000 to the present, right now, today.
Oh, cool. All right, my number five is Common.
Oh, snap!
Hey.
I
love
and
Common.
I thought I was the old head in this bunch.
I'm 19, but I got the old head mentality. I love real hip hop. Like,
okay, so tell us why you picked Common at number five.
Man,
number five.
That's why.
Common,
I had to get Rodney, y'all.
appreciate the love, man. He's like one of the first guys that I actually listened to like show me like what hip hop really is. Like it's like the bars and the real talk. Like just Find It Forever was the first album that I ever heard like from Common. With him and old Kanye West, those two guys were like the first guys that introduced me to what hip hop really is. And I love Common to death from every song from Find It Forever. Like that was okay. The conscious rap that introduced me. I love Common. Number four, I got
okay.
Nas. I got Nas.
No. We're going to go with Keys number five. We're going to go everybody number five, then we'll go number four.
Man, I apologize. I'm the guest. I'm like, this is time I got to get used to it. Come on.
I got you.
Go for a second. Talk your stuff, Keys.
Go ahead, Keys. Who your number five, Keys?
All right. I'm going to throw Kanye West easily.
Okay.
All right. Wow. He might even be a number four spot, but we'll get to that. The thing is that, you know, in the early days, my brother, one of his favorites, Kanye West, when I was a young head, I didn't know a thing about hip-hop, but I knew Kanye West, though. I always heard those early albums. I remember when I first heard the Diamonds record from the Late Registration, when I was a man.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
And that song... That got me into hip hop. Then when I listened to it again, a couple years after, I knew a bit more, and I heard some other records. I played the record back, and I listened to the whole album all the way through. I was probably like 16 at that time, and I was like, "Yo,
okay,
this thing is a damn classic." I listened to the whole album a couple years on my shoulders after that, and I was like, "Man, Kanye, that thing is timeless. Kanye, most influential. He evolved. You know, he." Adjusted to the new generation. His music still pops. He's still one of the biggest names. You know, still very influential. He's got to be. He could even be four, but definitely five.
Okay,
definitely.
Okay.
He could be in anybody's top five.
All right. So Rodney, is Kanye on your list?
Hell yeah, without question.
Oh,
okay, he's
Kanye, on my list,
keyword.
Too.
Keyword.
Okay,
old
he's on
Kanye.
My list, too. Okay, so my number five is Slim Shady, Eminem.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Number five.
Elaborate.
Now, I'm going with Eminem for a few reasons.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Eminem came on the scene, you know, rappers, right, going through some things. You know, a lot of people wasn't into it. So Eminem changed that. You know, he kept bust on the scene. Actually, he resurrected Dr. Dre career. You know what I'm saying? And then, That's not even talking about what we listening to on when we in our cars, Shade 4-5, Sirius XM. That's Eminem all day long. So not only is he a lyricist, not only did he resurrect Dr. Dre's career, he lost the career of, let's say, 50 Cent, D12, OB Trice. So Eminem, and that's not even talking about 8 Mile. Tell me y'all don't like that movie. Tell me y'all didn't like
that.
8
Mile was dope. One pot,
yeah,
two pot, that. Three pot, four. I know who's that.
Okay. So, Rodney, who your number four, buddy? Hey, you gonna take that call, Keys?
Yeah, I was waiting like, yo, what the hell? I know my phone not ringing.
Nah. I was just calling in somebody that would have been. My boy Tyler would have been perfect for this debate right here, but somebody dropped out.
Hey.
I don't even know who that was. That wasn't.
Yeah,
really,
I think somebody just called in.
I was trying to call him in, but he didn't pick up the call, so I canceled it. But hey, he might be in there.
Who you number four, right?
My boy, he's from.
I got Nas in number four.
Ah, my man. Okay, you are the whole
I got Nas. Mentally, I got some old head soul in me. Like my freshman year, my freshman year of high school, I've been just listening to Illmatic all the time. Don't get mad at me. NBA 2K13 might have made me listen to Illmatic. Like that might have been the game that made me listen to it. From the World Is Yours, I already knew my memory.
Yes,
playing.
Sir.
There was one.
Yes,
what was the song? I love the song too. It's Memory Lane. Represent is lit. Life's a Bitch. There's a couple other songs that I love from Nas, but like, who's my favorite? Daughters.
Yo.
I love that beat with a passion. Like, Nas is dope to me. He was talking that stuff. What's up?
Hey, was that the same album that he had the tag team song with AZ on it?
With AZ? I think that might be it. I got to look back.
Yeah.
I got to look back. Cause I didn't hear that many Nas songs, but I love Nas enough to put in my top five. But I got to do some more research. I still got to listen to more old back in the day songs, because we usually drops every day, so you got to catch up sometimes too.
Okay.
I'm gonna elaborate about that a little bit more. Just explain, but you gotta keep going. Go ahead, Lee. Off your stuff, my nigga.
Okay. So Keys, who you got at number four on your list?
All right, so I feel like a lot of the names that we got so far, we got a lot of guys that, I mean, Commons, Nas got albums, but he kind of takes a bigger space in between when he drops an album these days, especially 2000.
I got you.
You know, we're talking about 2000, this current year. He only dropped a few projects. I mean, Common, he kind of takes some space in here and there too. His The Dreamer, The Believer, that album is probably one of my favorite albums
2011,
of all time.
2011, 2012?
Yeah.
I love Dream Believer. I thought it was dope.
Yo, that thing got so many gems on that record. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Talk
I
want to
throw
it.
In somebody that was, you know, he kind of, I'm not sure exactly what year he came on the scene. I mean, you could probably call him a bit newer. He's not too new, though. Lupe Fiasco.
Lupe is fire. Lupe is fire.
That's
I gotta catch up with
Lupe.
Some of those too. I gotta catch up with some. Some classic. I gotta catch up.
That food and liquor is something special, man. Even drops.
You gotta catch up.
So tell us about Lupe, bro.
Talk about it, man.
I mean, this is the thing.
Talk about it.
This is the thing. All right, so you guys can make me pull up the discography right now and go through all the albums. Anyways.
Man, you already had your homework done, man.
So first of all, I feel like this man, I think the problem is that he's put in a whole lot of work in the game and for hip-hop especially. I remember the first time I heard this dude speaking of Kanye West is I heard Lupe
mm-hmm.
on a Kanye record. As a feature.
Oh, Touch the Sky?
You remember the song Touch the Sky?
Touch the Sky?
Yeah.
Yep,
that was one of the first times I heard this, man. I think that was a lot of times that a lot of people first heard this, man. And I was like, man, he's going to have some potential. This dude, like, sounding on Kanye's record, that was a good time to put him on. And I think he gets a lot of shade. His name kind of falls under the radar because I think he kind of missed out at a few moments in his career. He might have been able to do a couple bigger things. I think he almost got signed to Jay-Z at a point in time. I if I'm not mistaken, he turned it down. I think that was one of the moments that could have elevated him to a new level and where he'd be in a lot, you know, most people's top five. But, you know, he had Food and Liquor. He had The Cool. He had Lasers was a pretty good project. That was like 4 years ago or something. He had another album that was most recently. I think his subject matter changed over time, and it was harder for me to keep track of the things that he was talking about. So his music became
mm-hmm.
something where you more had to break it down. And you know, speaking of which, me and Rodney watch a lot of battle rap. Lupe Fiasco actually raps with a lot of battlers, and a lot of people
requested
him on that stage.
Daylight, I think Mickey Facts too. Yeah,
Mickey
Facts too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They all
chill and whatever, and you know, we've seen Mickey Facts on that stage, we've seen Daylight on that stage, of course. Lupe's got bars and he can rap. He's one of those dudes, like, he'll just come out and freestyle. He's the dude at the party, you know, back when, you know, whenever, and he's the one that's got to lead the cipher. He's the one that got to come out and say the first creative bar that gets everybody's head
mm-hmm.
going, and that's why he's up
mm-hmm.
there. He can rap with anybody, any day, anytime. This year, last year, 5 years ago, when he first came out, maybe not as nice as when he first came out, but you know,
I'm gonna tell y'all right now, man. Y'all have definitely surprised me. Y'all surprised me with Common and Lupe. I'm thoroughly surprised, but I'm not shocked. I'm just surprised. All right, so I'm going to roll my number four.
Why you not shocked?
I'm going to go ahead. Go ahead. Hold on. I'm not shocked.
Hold on, wait a second. We got somebody on the line. I'm throwing them in here right now. Who we got?
Talking about it. Give me.
What's up, Big Kev? Oh shit! You heard all that? You like my
What's
testimony
up,
right there?
I heard that. I just
oh no, you might have missed it. You might have missed it. Anyways, we were talking top fives. I just dropped Lupe Fiasco because we said Common, Nas. Eminem, we said, yeah, we had Slim Shady. And then I think
Lupe.
I think that was the next one. Yeah, Kanye.
I mean, Kanye,
we had.
Yeah, I'm on 2000s,
man. Top five?
Who's your number five?
My number five?
Yeah, who's your number five?
Oh, man. Number five. I'd say... In my top four, no particular order, I got 50, Wayne, Jay, and Kanye.
All right, buddy. Buddy, this is how we going to do this. You got to give us your number five to number one. So
five
you
to
got
to
give us your number
say,
five. You can't just
five,
give us five
okay.
and four to catch up. Just give us five and four to catch up a little bit.
Five and four.
Yeah, five and
I would
four
say
is good.
Five, I would say five, Andre 3000, four,
fire.
Kanye West.
Fire.
Oh, Kanye could have been four, man. I said that too.
Did you say?
Dope.
Okay,
dope.
So I got to interject dope. Real quick. So, We get Kanye. Now, why Andre 3000? Because Outkast really hasn't done anything in the 2000s, but Stank On You was dope. That came
That's
out in the 2000s.
Yeah, they had a few.
That's
they had
the
a few
and,
early on.
That Hey Y'all came out, yeah.
Don't forget about Miss Jackson. Don't forget about Miss Jackson.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So why you pick Andre, my man?
I mean, I think those records were just they were so big at the time, at least, you know, for me looking back, they were. It's honestly like that's like a personal entry. I love me some Andre, to be honest. I love those tracks. You know, all the four guys I had before them. They should be in the top five, I think, for me. My fifth spot, top five is always my fifth spot's always, you know, it's preference. I do preference.
Okay, I got
spot.
You, man. Because I'm gonna back you up with Andre real quick. If you listen to the features he has done with other artists, he is definitely still on top of his game. And I'm gonna just throw out one song. I'm gonna throw out one song. Listen to Rick Ross 16 featuring Andre 3000. Oh my God!
Yep.
Rick Ross
fire.
I know Rick Ross wish he could have did two verses on that joint because Andre murdered it.
Come over, Rick Ross. He got some records too.
He murdered it. Okay, so I'm gonna go with my number four now. My number four is probably
let's hear it.
I'm rolling with T.I., man. I love me some T.I., man.
The king of the
I love me some T.I. I'm going with T.I. versus Chip. I'm going with King.
You got a good discard.
He got incarcerated. He got incarcerated, came out of jail, got on his grind. And then, then he fought Hustle Game with Young Dro, you know, TSC. Now he got the new cast out now with Tokyo Jets and them. And then another thing about T.I., man, you know, he got his own clothing line, you know, he's doing movies, got TV shows. So, you know, when I'm looking at everything they got going on, even the music plus what they got on outside of music. All right,
that's why I respect Jay-Z so much.
Too, no?
All right, Rod, we at number three. Rod, who you got at number three, buddy?
All right. Now, for a couple of years, it was hard to choose who number three, number two with these two guys. But I'm just saying my three for right now.
You got 2 minutes.
I finally. Damn it. Calm down. I got J. Cole at three.
Oh, yes.
I got Cole at three. I feel like Cole says some of the most powerful things in the world. I feel like Cole says some of the most powerful things in the world that you be thinking but be scared to say. And he said, like, what are we talking about? Yeah.
Oh, Neighbors. Oh, I listen to that song once or twice a week. That and Change, 4 Years Only. Like, it's, I'm amazed that it's not getting that big a credit as it is. But it was a powerful song to me to end out 2016, a powerful album to end 2016 for me. J. Cole did a hell of a job for Your Eyes Only, Forest Hill Drive.
That song, that last song, save
Born
that album.
Center. Huh?
Hey,
that
hey,
last
Keys.
Song, For Your Eyes Only, save that album.
Keys.
What?
I'm telling you now,
what's going
man,
on?
I'm loving Rod, man. I'm loving Rod, man. Hey. Rod, you might have to become a regular, man. We might have to start featuring you, dog. I'm loving you. Okay,
love
Keys, who
don't,
your number
don't change
three?
The name, though. Don't change the name, though. We're doing that. Don't change it. It's dope regardless. Don't change the name.
I got you, man. Hey, Keys, who your number three?
All right, so I had a few people I was going to throw into this spot, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a toss-up right now. I want to say, I could put like a 50 Cent in there, you know, debatably,
uh-huh.
but
uh-huh.
to go off of what he was saying, preference-wise, I wouldn't even have him up there. I mean, if you
mm-hmm.
look at what he's done, you know, his career is a lot of things. I mean, even Rick Ross has a ton of good records. I'm not putting either one of them at
oh.
number three, though. Number three, if you want to place, you know, this guy into hip-hop, well, I mean, I think he could fit right in there. He could probably out-rap a lot of dudes right now. Well, actually, not probably mostly everybody right now. But talking about best flows in the game, Aubrey, Drake, Graham, Drizzy, Drake.
Drake is dope.
No matter what anybody says.
Drake is
got
dumb.
A lot of records.
Records or not, he has good content ball-wise, too. So we're not going to act like
yeah.
Drake don't
yeah.
have some good material, too. I carry dead weight like
yeah.
a pallbearer.
Well, we ain't going to have
nah,
that.
Yeah,
right?
nah,
I mean,
you don't worry about fitting in when you custom make. Drake got bars, man. He might be my seventh man. I'm going to let
you
go.
Know, a lot of people
I talk too damn much.
A lot of hip-hoppers,
nah,
really, true hip-hoppers, don't like Drake because of the singing thing. But at the same time, is he can go in. Let's go back to back.
Nah.
Let's go energy. Let's go. Man, let's
Drake
go controller.
He comes up with that. He comes up with the hits to for people to dance to in the club, people to play at parties, but people to listen to say like, yo, he got dope content too. No matter how you say it, Drake might have the biggest hate fan base, but you can't deny that boy can spit regardless. And some of and he
but what about the
someone
come
up with the most
creative
portables ever? Huh?
The verse he did on Rick Ross song, the one with Chrisette Michelle.
Aston Martin Music.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, that
yeah,
verse.
Yeah,
is, oh my goodness gracious.
Back in 2010,
oh.
I remember that. I remember that song.
Oh my
yeah.
goodness.
Good times.
Hey.
Good times. That was the MLK days. Go ahead. I got to chill. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish. Leave my bag. Finish.
All right. So my man, who you got at number three? We got
for
about
me?
25 minutes, y'all. Yeah. Who you got at number
yeah.
three?
Number three, where am I number three at? Number three, I dropped 50 Cent at number three myself, to be honest.
Okay,
number three.
Tell us why.
Honorable mention.
50 Cent at number three, honorable. No, he was honestly, no, I take that back. I'm actually, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to put
so
Kanye at number three and 50 number four. I'm going to put Kanye at number three
yeah.
only because of their, you know, their album battle that Kanye won, whenever that happened. I forget when that happened. They went up against
each
other.
Oh, yeah,
when
the album
said,
was out on the same date.
Right. And he said,
graduation.
Oh, if you sell more albums than me, I'll retire.
That's my favorite album.
I'll stop making music or something. So, that's, and he did. And I don't think it was close, so.
Hey, my man,
what's your name,
man? Tell the people who you are, man.
My name is Mike, bro. I'm a friend of Big Kev's.
Okay.
What's up, everybody?
Mike Brown Big.
What's that?
So where you at, Mike? Where you located at?
I'm at a Winthrop. I'm right near
I'm at a window.
Okay.
I'm at a window.
Nah. Hey, yo, Mike lives,
right,
Mike lives on my way. We're both from Boston area.
Oh, okay. Mike, Mike, make sure Keys go to that UFC fight, man. Make sure Keys go to that UFC fight. Make sure
he's talking about
that UFC fight. Hey, but my number three fight was on rolling with Kanye also. I'm rolling with Kanye, man, because college dropout classic, graduation classic.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The late registration.
We not going to forget late registration, nigga.
Late registration classic. The one with him and Jay-Z classic. Good music.
Yeah.
He came up with good music.
Back.
Classic. We ain't even talk about his producer, Tiana Taylor. Who he got? Keisha Cole,
Pusha T,
Common. Hey, and then he resurrected my mad career from Virginia, Pusha. So you know I had to put Kanye on my list, man.
Now
I'm a fan of
Pusha T. Is nice.
So
shout out to Pusha T.
Hey, and then he put on Big Sean. Big Sean blowing up. Who was the young dude he tried to bring up? What's the name?
Chief Keef.
Chief Keef, yeah. He tried to bring him on. But look, man, Kanye, if you get past the controversy, you get past the overpriced shoes, if you just go strictly on the music.
Overpriced clothes.
The man is a genius.
Yeah, everything.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm rolling with Kanye.
Nah.
All right, Ron, we got about 23 minutes left. I need your number two.
Kendrick Lamar.
We got to... Man, this dude is in my head tonight, man. I don't know why. He must be looking at my paper, because I think I already knew who your number one is, but it's all good. So, go ahead and tell us about Kendrick, man. You got about 2 minutes to speak on Kendrick.
Not only does Kendrick Lamar say some of the realest things in the world, the way he delivers it with his rap structure is incredible. He says something, some stuff so creative. He can use two or three words and just school you easily. Hold up, the way he started his first verse, back of this bitch in the back of that bitch with my back against the wall on your bitch on the edge of my dick. I'm like, what the hell? I remember yesterday, I was listening to I Love Myself, the music video. I look in the comments section.
Mm-hmm.
A nigga was saying, and like, when he was saying, I would never take the lead, I would never let the lead. A nigga was saying, I never knew Kendrick had it in him. The first time ever he proved me wrong, I was like, yo, what? Nigga was doing that in his mixtape days. You don't know Kendrick. I don't know what. Bruh, like, forget this Section 80. Ignorance is Bliss. His albums, he's doing great. Section 80, people are going to say it's not a classic. In my opinion, it's a classic, but I'm not going to big it up too much. Good Kid, Mad City, classic.
Classic.
Good Butterfly. Freak classic. Even Untitled Unmastered was good. And damn, it might to the culture might call it a classic. I love the album. Phil was a poetic. Phil and Free were poetic masterpieces in my eyes. Duckworth, that beat got me feeling like I was in a hydraulics, just hopping. Like, you know, I was lit with that song, Camel. I love damn near all the songs from damn. And I'm not even trying to dig up Kendrick. I feel like he's one of the guys that's keeping the hip-hop alive with his content in the new generation that we're dealing with right now with the turn-up music and mumble rap.
Hey, can I throw one more thing in about
Kendrick?
Can I throw one more thing in about Kendrick?
Talk that stuff.
How about he resurrected West Coast rap?
That's
passed on.
He resurrected West Coast rap.
That's the debate.
Can I get an amen on that?
The artists of the West Coast, like, didn't they, like, ceremonially pass him the torch of West Coast rap? It was at, like, an award show.
Yeah,
they
did another show.
My nigga cried,
yeah, they did another
man.
Show.
I was so happy for
that
him.
That was
my
literally,
nigga
like,
cried.
Mm-hmm.
Just one more thing. When you get that, don't give my nigga Kendrick a fire beat to remix off of. Like when he got Kendrick to screw off the Future Mask Off beat, and I found out on Twitter, I was like, yo, not only you gave a nigga like Kendrick, a lyrical nigga, to spit off a fire beat like Mask Off. Oh, it's about to be fire.
I don't even
think
I heard that.
He made Future look he made Future look whack on his own song. It's like
that's the people, but that's who that guy is. The people that just want to turn up, they say he killed the vibe. But to the people that got air, they know he killed that verse. So I'm chilling. Go ahead.
Can I throw out one more remix that him and his crew did?
We got a lot. I might know a couple. Talk about it.
All right, but we gonna move on, man, because we're running out of time.
Go ahead,
Lebo.
Lebo.
Number two.
Go ahead. Right, you got
so
number two.
There's another one. Yo, there's another one. I had a couple I was juggling. You know, I definitely, if anything, you can count a couple honorable mentions for this one. I'm going to probably say Eminem at number two. I haven't said him yet. That was somebody else. Y'all had him at five, but easily number two.
I had him at five.
If you think about it, it's a very similar scenario to what I was saying about Kanye. But only it's like you have this. All right, so I'm not going to listen to, maybe the people aren't listening to his records now in 2017. I mean, I'm not saying I'd still want to. I don't even want to hear Kanye in 2017, to be completely honest with you. You know, I'm saying what he's done up to a certain point. Not all of his catalog is immaculate, and then neither is M. But if you go back, you look at the albums he's dropped. A million features, a lot of collabs. He got mixtapes with Royce that were crazy. He jumped on every cypher.
Yes.
This man is about 40, 50 years old, rapping like fucking wilding up there. If you watch the BC cyphers, look at these dudes. Look who you have. You still have this man. He had more shit written in the vault than these dudes ever wrote, because nobody even writing shit anymore. We need more people like M still out here, but only we need a fresh face.
Don't forget he put on Slaughterhouse. Slaughterhouse one of the illest rap groups in history.
Oh, shout out to Slaughter, Joe Budden, Joe Crooked, Royce.
That's right.
Shout out to them niggas.
Okay. All right, I'm with you. All right, Mike, who you got at number two, buddy?
Number two.
Baby,
I had Jay-Z
at number two.
I had Jay-Z at number two. Honestly.
Shout out to Jay. 444 was powerful. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had number two. Honestly, that track, man, what was it? that off the new album, 444, the one with the cartoon visuals. Does anybody know?
Story of OJ. Powerful.
Now let me just say this. I'm white. All right, obviously I'm white. That song was so powerful. Like, it made me kind of understand. Like, you know what I mean? I think the big problem with that whole topic is it's very hard to bridge the gap and make people really feel and understand. That track did it in such a vivid manner. Like the visuals, although cartoons, were fucking immaculate to the highest degree. Plus, he teaches how to be an entrepreneur. You know what I mean? How to financially progress yourself instead of just strip clubs and bitches and this, that. Like, I don't know. His influence is timeless, and I think he sits right there perfectly in number two, in my opinion.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to tell you right now, man. I'm feeling your passion, dog. You actually got goosebumps on my arms right now, dog.
I like Mike.
All right, man. So my number two, man, is a tie. I'm going with Kendrick Cole and Jay Lamar.
That's a hell of a tie, man.
That's my number two. And really,
hell yeah.
I'm going to just go back to what my man Rod said. Kendrick is just I ain't going to say a league of his own, because I think J. Cole can really flow too. I think J. Cole is powerful.
Oh,
I think
can spit too.
And if you really listen to them, it was a mixtape that I found on mixtapetorrent.com, and it's J. Cole and Kendrick rapping. It's their verses, but they put them in their own song.
On Black Friday?
Oh, my God. Black Friday was dope, man. So I had them tied for number two, man, because I love J. Cole, man. He writes his own stuff, produces his own stuff. He rarely has features on his albums. And the features that he has, he has them up there for a specific reason. And facts. My man, Kendrick, TDE, self-explanatory. BET, self-explanatory. He was a star on the underground before he even made it to mainstream. So my
facts.
Number two is Kendrick Cole, J. Lamar. All right, Rod, so who's your number one, man?
All right, drum roll, please.
Let's hear what you got.
I got Lil Yachty. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm playing.
Damn, bro.
I'm about to hang up on you. I'm joking. Nah, I got old Kanye at number one, personally. I have old Kanye. Keyword, old Kanye. From college dropout to late registration to especially graduation, my favorite album. I plan on giving you a late registration T-shirt to rock for Christmas. Like I love all three of those albums. In my opinion, all were powerful, especially graduation. Well, damn near all of them. First of all, he got bars. Second of all, he said some of the most powerful stuff ever, and he's not afraid to say it. New Kanye, maybe my Dark Twisted Fantasy was good too. All the Lights was fire. A couple others I can't really think of at the moment, but Kanye has been so powerful. Not what's going on now, I don't know what the hell. I can't really explain too much.
I hope.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I think the problem with Kanye is
he's too much of a mogul now. He's too much of a mogul and he's messing with his music. But I'm going to tell
you, sometimes depending on how you
him and Kendrick Lamar, though, No More Parties in L.A., that goes
on. That was fire.
I don't care if nobody's
that
playing.
Was fire. Both of them went in, honestly. I prefer Kendrick's verse a little bit more, but both of them went in. But as far as the spotlight thing, it depends on how you handle it. It depends on the way you are to handle it. Look how Jay-Z handled it. 444.
I'm gonna tell y'all this right now. Anybody that messes with a Kardashian instantly becomes crazy. So that's what's wrong with Kanye.
Yeah, Tristan.
He's trying to keep
up with.
I hope he's okay.
And he's trying to keep up with what Kim doing. Like that is crazy, bro. And he's got two kids. Come on, bro.
The only person that survived was Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he wasn't in the race long enough.
Did he really survive, though?
Hey, Keys.
Hey, now I'm joking.
Keys,
I don't know how he did. I haven't seen him well. But go ahead, Keys. Talk yourself.
Man, so.
Keys, who your number one?
Man. I mean, I'd probably say, I don't have Hov on my list yet. So.
Oh,
I want to throw him in there.
This dude.
But. I won't.
Who your number one, man? Who your number one, man? Come on.
Who's your number one? Come on.
Rick Ross. Nah. Hey, nah, he got a lot of records. Got a lot of records though.
That boss talk.
Hey,
all
you
right,
want
so
my number one?
Keys?
Joe Budden. Easy.
Joe lyrically is fire. He's lyrically fire.
That's what I'm talking about. All
right, man.
You got to speak on it. This is another dude.
I only heard one album from Joe Budden. Talk about it.
Yeah, nah, see, this is one thing I'm going to say, is that he hasn't even dropped a couple albums. He doesn't even have it really much to look. Besides the mixtape, you got a whole lot of mixtapes to sift through, but he hasn't dropped that. He's got too many albums. One of the problems, I think, with his career is that the albums that he has dropped, a lot of them didn't sell great, and he tries to his sound doesn't mix with, you know, the people that he tries to make a sound with. He can't do a song with French Montana, you know, like Drake probably could make a hit song. He can't do a song with.
He beat Drake in that rap beat. He beat Drake
in that
rap beat.
That, I mean,
let's get that out the way.
Yeah,
Let's get that out the way.
Hold up. I'm gonna tell you
okay.
something. So he can't
he can't
make these hit records that a lot of these dudes can make with these new artists. He doesn't. His sound does not mix with almost anybody. Really, but that's another thing is that by himself and by itself, you know, the music he's able to produce and the subject matter that he puts out for people to be debating about, to be debating on, is next level. One of the things that, you know, one big takeaway from it is that I didn't like is that, you know, he went to go do a battle
and this man, he was on Total Slaughter.
Oh, Hollow?
Eminem, through the event, Total Slaughter. And Joe Budden, I mean, hey, Hollow 8, that wasn't a prime performance from Hollow either. I'm going to say that. But Joe, I feel like
he really
sold
did
out
that
on
purpose.
The stage. I feel like, I feel like he sold out a bit on the stage, and he kind of threw the whole thing. It was kind of whack. I mean,
we're dropping the
it
mic.
Wasn't a good look for battle rap. Yeah, putting the –
okay.
I mean, and it's a hip-hop, too. And it's a hip-hop because back to the original point how Lee was saying that we're more into the battle rap. He's on the hip-hop aspect. If you look at it that way, it's like everything that you're doing out, you know, on the battle stage is in some respect to hip-hop. And Joe putting the mic down, and MC putting his mic down is – That's a bad look right there. That says a lot about MC's character. I mean, I think he made himself look like
okay.
old asshole up there, kind of
well,
disrespected battle rap.
That,
you know, taking a celebrity bag.
I have
it's
to
almost
say
like
that
Cassidy.
You really have shocked the panel with your number one being Joe Budden. I mean, I'm really shocked.
I am
kind
of shocked he's number one.
And,
I'm not mad
at
him.
But I gotta say, you know, being a referee of this panel. Is that when I listen to Slaughterhouse, I know that Joe Buttons is always bringing up the rear. So normally in a group, the person with the hottest verse brings up the rear, and just off of that alone, I can respect Joe Budden. All right? So I ain't mad at you about Joe Budden.
What you say? What did you say? He brings up the what?
He brings up. He's the last person to rap, so he brings up the rear. So normally you say the best verse on a group joint, on a group song for last. You know what I'm saying? That's how they used to do it back in the day.
Yeah, I hear you. All right.
So,
I hear you.
Yeah, so, I'm with that. All right, Mike, so who your number one, dog? All
right. You wanted me to get hyped up for it. So this is what I've been waiting for. Number one, most influential,
uh-huh.
I would feel, I got to put Wayne. I got to put Wayne right there at number one. Lil Wayne.
Moolah, baby.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
man.
It's actually crazy because. Yeah, let him go.
Let me talk. I'm gonna explain myself because a lot of people will say, Lil Wayne, man, he's stupid. He just you don't even know what he's saying. Like nothing he's talking about makes sense. Like he's leaned out of his mind. He doesn't even know.
He's leaned out of his mind.
Let me tell you something. I want to say no one. A little amount of people have rivaled Lil Wayne's work ethic in the amount of time that hip hop has been a thing. Over 250 guest verses and or features from 97 to 2010, he put on people like Drake, Nicki, DJ Kylie, J Rock, 2 Chainz. He started one of the most successful rap labels.
YMCMB.
Of that era, YMCMB.
Yep.
Yeah, he was the founder president. He started the mainstream with the metaphors, the wordplay, and the similes. You didn't see that in people. Like, that was his cadences were strictly metaphors, wordplay, similes. Like, how he spun a rhyme, like, what he put into a rhyme. Like, some people strictly tell stories. Some people are strictly punchlines. Some people got, you know what I mean, some people wordplay. Like, his metaphors were crazy. His wordplay was crazy. You know, he started the careers of someone that we just put in our top. He started the career of a top 5 artist, Drake. You know what I mean?
Man,
he started the career
I'm trying
of
to
one
tell
of the
you,
best
man.
Nah.
MCs,
Nicki. I was crying laughing when you said he's leaned out of his mind. I couldn't stop laughing.
you know what I mean? But, like, people so underestimate him because of his, like, antics, though. You know, so it's like I feel like you can't deny what he's influenced, what he started.
So let me ask you a question about Wayne, Mike.
Yeah.
Now, actually, I'm gonna ask everybody. We got about 5 minutes left, so I want y'all to keep y'all answer kind of short. So how do we feel about this Wayne baby thing, and how's it impacted his career? Mike, you go first since you brought up Lil Wayne as your number.
I think he's fine. Honestly, it was crazy at the time because they were so close, and you know they built such a big conglomerate together. I don't want to say conglomerate, but for lack of a better word, they built what they built was crazy, and no one really saw that coming. I know that they're mm-hmm. good now. You know they're on good terms now, and he's signed with Rock Nation now. So Mm-hmm. It impacted his career in the sense that it held him back for a while because Baby wouldn't let him release that album, and you know that the whole, I don't know. I think I saw a story sometime that, you know, Wayne was shot at and Baby was in the face of the accusations, yeah, and shit like that. But I know they're better now, and Wayne's career I think will go on. I think he's gonna drop that last Carter.
Carter Five.
So I don't think it really impacted him in the way that like it killed his career, but like, I think it definitely marked who the end was for him.
Yo,
not okay. In a bad way, not like, oh,
yo,
he's
I'm
like,
say
he
what,
where he's going to drop the light off his stuff, and then he's going to, like, you know.
Yo. So,
yeah, good, dude. Do you?
I've been listening to y'all, all right? I've been listening to y'all. What I wanted to add is that he got to have the Carter Four got to be good because this man had all that layoff. He probably had a ton of material. I mean, it's not even like he writes this shit because he just freestyles every song. People don't even, like, realize that. When you listen to him, the shit that he comes off the top with, people aren't even freestyling like that. If you're someone who actually will freestyle and you motivate motherfuckers to actually rap, that's him. That's what he does, but he does it on every song.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody has the nerve to come out and say, oh, like, Lil Wayne, you know, he says it sounds stupid, it sounds goofy. And it's like, bro, you know, your favorite, your top guy isn't even saying shit like this. He can't jump on a record and make it a hit like this and be able to adapt to anybody's song and be the A-side.
Okay.
Anybody that's out nowadays, a lot of these dudes came up off of
all
him.
Right.
All these kids.
We got three minutes left, man.
Hey, Keys, real quick.
We got three minutes
Keys,
left.
Tell them that they're a rapper just said Gucci Gang 10 times in a row.
And thought it was
no, we got to let what Rob happened? Jump in, man. We got to let Rob jump in real
Yo.
Quick. Then I got to give y'all my number one. Go ahead, Rob. What you think about the Baby and Wayne situation? Headed you down there to New Orleans.
Well, look. I'm going to just say this. You can be brothers for so long, but if you keep stepping on my shoes and messing up with my money, my brand, I got to leave somehow. And as far as that affected, it's not affecting him at all. At the end of the day, it's Lil Wayne. You know how big his fan
mm-hmm.
is? Niggas are,
oh, yeah.
are going to
yeah.
go crazy for him. As long as the content is dope when he drops that album, he's good. That's all I got to say. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lebo.
Yo,
the crazy thing I'm going to say real quick.
CEO, man.
Oh, it's good.
Go ahead, because I ain't gave my number one yet.
Go ahead.
All right, man. So my number one is I roll with Mike. So if I went a different direction, I went with Young Money. I went with Drake, Wayne, and Nicki as a whole. First of all, Drake.
Yeah, he was the whole crew.
Drake self-explanatory. I went with Young Money because Drake self-explanatory took over, and hands down, Nicki, the hottest female rapper out for about the last 8 years. Nicki been the hottest rapper out. Female rapper.
Without an album.
I mean, for a minute, it seemed like she was only female rapper.
Didn't have an album.
But at the same time, you know, and then I'm going to go to the head man, Lil Wayne, man. Every time Lil Wayne has come out to Denver, I have been to his show. And I'm going to tell you right now, Lil Wayne has been consistent all through the 2000s. When you put Wayne on a feature, My favorite verse for Lil Wayne on the feature is part of the motivation jump with Kelly Rowland. Oh my God!
Oh yeah, that was fire, bro!
Oh my goodness gracious, he murdered that jump. And then,
yeah,
you know,
he piped
look
that
at
too.
His verse on look at his verse on Chance the Rapper song. Oh my goodness gracious! That's all I gotta say, man. Lil Wayne has killed the 2000s, dog. He killed it by himself, and then he killed it with Young Money. But look, man, this has been fun tonight, man. You know, we got about 20 seconds left, and I want to thank my man Rod. I want to thank my man Mike for jumping on with us tonight, man. And we're going to be chopping it up after the show go off air just to talk a little bit. But for all y'all out there and listening to us tonight, go to Twitter and, you know, find us, Lee and Keys, RT, hashtag. And let us know what you think. You know, tell us we crazy. We don't know what we're talking about. But whatever. Everybody stay blessed. And thanks for listening. And Mike, Rod, and Keys, man, let's stay on the line and rap a little bit.
Definitely.
Yeah,
great
yeah,
show,
nah,
y'all.
Definitely.
Great show, man. I love the energy,
hey, Lee,
bro. Yo, this
hey,
is great.
Look,
yo,
look,
go ahead.
Let me say it real quick, man. First of all, look, I think like earlier this week, Keys hit me up and told me how much that you loved when I was on the show last time. I definitely
uh-huh.
appreciate the love you try to bring me back, Lee. I definitely appreciate that. You don't even know anything about battle rap, but you, I guess you seen that I knew what I was talking about. So I appreciate you asking me to bring me back on, man. That's love right there. I didn't expect that at all. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, man, I'm not into the battle rap thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
like I said,
like
I got to tell the Keys, that's some stuff that, you know, it might grow on me, it might not, but I'll never disrespect nobody hustle. If you trying to get on, get on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look, I could tell you battle rappers from my day, KRS-One, my man, Cannabis, man, Uncle Murder is a battle. He started off as a battle rapper. So you know, man, battle rap. You know, it's getting its shine. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
just mm-hmm. being a rap off the top of your head and go at somebody dome live in front of a crowd. You know, it is what it is, man. You know, hey, this show. Hey, man, I appreciate the love and passion y'all brought to the show tonight, man. Cause
thank you.
And we all pretty much have probably about the same list.
Pretty much.
Except for, because he had Lupe, you had Common.
Yeah,
I had T.I.
I think Lupe and Common were the only one that was different. And T.I. I think those were the only three that were different.
T.I. And then my man had 50 Cent. Mike, you still on?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm chilling.
Yeah, because Mike had 50 Cent in his. So, you know, man, it was spirited. Hey, but I gotta add one more thing in. I had my honorable mention. I had Jay-Z, Puff, and Ice Cube. And that
I
was
got
just
Jay-Z
like
too.
One group. And I had them as one group only because of what they did outside of music, as far as Tidal, Rock Aware, Jay-Z discovering Rihanna and Kanye.
Facts.
Then Jay-Z, he was a Belvedere sponsor for a minute. And then you got Puff with Ciroc. Bad Boy,
mm-hmm.
Revolt TV, Sean John, and then Ice Cube just because of movies, TV shows. Ice Cube
mm-hmm.
has done a lot outside of music. So that was like my honorable mention group. So what about y'all honorable mentions?
It's
crazy because I wasn't trying to – I had a lot of honorable mentions. Whatever shit, but
yeah,
I was actually, yeah. So I was gonna actually say Wayne, I was gonna say Lil Wayne, but when I didn't, and then I chose something else, you end up saying Wayne, and then I was like, man, everybody just agreed Wayne could have been one. If I had said it, the whole fucking thing, we all would have agreed. That's what I'm saying. The chemistry, like, good shit. Everybody
hurt that we all agree. It's just real, recognize real. If the man been the best. He's been the best. It was
right.
like when Jordan was in the NBA, you ain't hear nobody saying Scottie Pippen was the best player in the NBA. Everybody was saying Michael Jordan was the best player. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I wasn't really looking at it like that. I was more so saying that I think that, what's it called? I mean, I could have even said how Lil Wayne has, whose song has he remixed that you didn't listen to it and forget about the original track. Like, there's a whole mess of songs I only know Wayne's remix to. I never listened to the original record. And he's done remix everything from A to Z. He remixed the record and made it 10 times more popular and put down some crazy, you know, freestyle lyrics on there like he always does.
For the record, Wayne's catalog spans over 1,700 songs.
Yeah, talk about
Mike. Yeah, this man has over 9,000 mixtapes, and they're all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
All right, Mike, so who was your honorable mention, Mike?
I had T.I., to be honest. I like T.I.
T.I. was my number four.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was my number four, yeah.
I just thought, like, his southern influence really kind of – I loved his southern influence. I thought it was new. When I was hearing it at the time, like that
that real kind of down south like accent he has to him. You know what I mean? So I liked where that flow was coming from. I love Tay Betrayal. It sucks that he obviously got locked. Amidst his career and then the whole fucking thing, the whole thing where Chris and Chris Brown and Rihanna happened, and he was gonna go at Chris neck, and I thought that was like a sidetrack for his career, but I liked him at six.
You know what was a good T.I. record too? You know what was a really good T.I. album?
What you know about that? Recently. What you know about that?
Yeah, yeah. Yo,
man, I know all about that.
Nah.
I remember listening to that here at Towns on the Radio.
I was like 9
All right, Ron, so, Ron, who was your honorable mention?
I want to use my honorable mention as a great point. Because, I'm not going to lie, for like a while, I've been going back and forth with who my sixth man is. And Jay-Z, after dropping the 44, he snuck in with being my sixth man now, personally. Because I feel like, I was born in 98. His first album, Reasonable Doubt, dropped in, 96. So there was a lot of songs.
That's still
that
a classic
a lot today. Albums.
Still a classic.
Yeah, look, and I'm glad you said that. Because, me growing up, I didn't know what the hell an album was much. I just heard, songs here and there, and me having a great ear for music. If your beat is fire, I'm listening. And I wasn't really listening to albums much, so songs I was just hearing from random albums, random songs. I heard Encore. I heard some song from Watch the Throne, Forever Young from Blueprint 3. I wasn't really paying attention to albums much. But 444 made me, let me check out more some of the classics they talk about from Jay-Z. From Reasonable Doubt, I love Politics. I love his song with Biggie, Brooklyn's Finest. Jay-Z showed, yo, this nigga. And 444, first of all, I'm going to just say this. A lot of people, I think, after a while, Jay-Z was chilling and doing business. I think people were starting to feel like Jay-Z not really into rapping anymore. And I don't think there was too big of an expectation from Jay-Z's 444. When he dropped 444 and showed that he still got it, he basically won Album of the Year already. And not only just, he was dropping so many gems, he still got that pen. Good Lord. Oh, my God. You dropped out of school and lost your principal. Well, I could go all day with how great that album was. I love Marcy Me. But I feel like, Mike, when you brought the story of OJ, the reason why it's even more believable than other people are probably doing, because we know he's actually doing this stuff business-wise. He has, numerous of businesses going on. He got his own record label with Roc Nation. He got a sports agency. He's part owner of freaking Brooklyn Nets Stadium. There's a couple more I can't think of at the moment. But, the man's actually doing this, which makes him more believable and understandable. This nigga's really doing this. So he's really making these moves. He's not just throwing shots at niggas with the money phone thing.
Yeah.
When he said we don't call that money over here, it's like, yo, oh, so businessmen really do that? Don't do that for real? I'm not the chill with that. I never did the money phone thing, but for the record, I don't want people to take that.
Tell you now.
Yo.
And plus, he's been consistent, man. Because if you look at it, if you really listen to his music, I mean, if you can listen to Jay-Z stuff on acapella and you just listen to his flow and his content, his flow and his content, he changed it depending on the beat of the song, but the way he flows and the way he hits you in your ears, it's been the same since he came to the game. So Jay-Z has definitely, I can roll with Jay-Z, but my honorable mention, y'all might trip, but I'm rolling with my boy, Young Jeezy. I love me some Jeezy, man.
Okay.
The trap music, man. I love me some Jeezy, dog. What's the jump with him and Plies? The one with him and Plies. I love him when he rapped with T.I. I think him and T.I. should come up with an album together. But Jeezy has been on his grind in the 2000s, too. he moved himself mm-hmm. away from the trap music to actually being a well-rounded hip-hop artist. Because, you know, as a fan, you get tired of hearing about somebody rapping about the same thing. You know, Sad Girls on the Corner. You know, you get tired of hearing about that, man. So, you know, he transformed himself, you know, because he went from Young Jeezy to Jeezy. And then, you know, he come back with the Thug Motivation. You know, he got Snow Season coming out. Man, but, you know, I'm a Jeezy fan. I'm just trying to think of that song with him and Plies, man. Because that joint, you got to play that at every party.
What is it?
Oh, man. And then the R.I.P. joint.
Go ahead.
2 Chainz.
R.I.P.
In
that Beats commercial some years ago, I know you're talking about, when that Best Buy
yeah.
did the show, the Harlem Shake, that was one of my favorite commercials ever, first of the year. I remember that.
And then if you think about it, Jay-Z is one of the few dudes that say anytime Jeezy need a verse, he will get him a verse. No questions asked.
That's respect.
He will always give him a verse. Yep.
That's respect.
And anybody that a respectable OG in the game says he'll give a verse to and snap a finger, that's respect. Like, Jay-Z gave Kendrick a verse. First of all, that remix I slept on like hell until last week. I actually sat down and heard it. I was like, yo, both these things was flowing. But I'm going to leave that alone. But go ahead and finish, Lee, because I want to make a point after this.
No. What remix?
It was Don't Kill My Vibe.
Oh, the one with him and Kendrick. Oh.
Yeah. When they went in, both of them went in. But go ahead,
hey,
go ahead and finish, because I want to make a point after this.
I want to add something. Yo, hit me on
but
this.
You know on that remix, right, how Kendrick came back real quick after Jay-Z verse.
Yeah.
He came back real quick.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Keith, what you got?
And both of them went in.
I was gonna say,
Keith, what you got?
Jeezy, if you heard Drake's first album, Thank Me Later, Drake and Jeezy had the record Unforgettable. Y'all ever heard that record?
Yeah.
That's a classic record.
I
just wanted
back.
To throw
that
in there because Jeezy was on. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
no, okay,
so add to that too.
Ahead.
Honorable mention, real quick. Ludacris, you heard the album Theater of the Mind. That whole album is in a movie theater.
I like Luda, man. I like Luda.
Yo, Lee.
I'm listening.
Yo, man, it's your boy O, man, from the Washington on the West Side, bro.
What's up, man?
The Hooper, man.
What's up,
what's going on,
brother?
Boy? I'm good, man. Metro is the man in the house. But anyway, man, I love y'all's show. It's dope the way y'all bounce everything around. And all y'all picks were spot on. It was right. And I applaud y'all because you really listen to music, because that trap movement is so bad out here now that you really don't have to be a legitimate artist for longevity anymore.
Hey.
And everybody y'all said has longevity over 7 years. Being to mention Jay, Jay's first joint, actually his first demo joint, dropped in 94.
I thought it was
96. So Jay's been doing music, man, for 23 years.
Nah, man.
Consistently.
Forget Google. I thought it was 96, man.
Nah.
No, 96.
I'm talking about
96 is when his first joint came out. 94 is when he was in the studio cutting albums that wasn't getting put out on radio or anything.
Oh,
that's right.
But yeah.
No.
Go ahead. I want to make a point after you said what you said. Go ahead.
No, because I'm connected down here with the music scene in Atlanta, and I got a couple of homeboys that's up there on the East Coast, and there's a cat named Lamar Wise.
Mm-hmm.
Google that man. He does like the. It's not dance hall. It's like. Can't remember, but it's not traditional music. But he was with Jay in 94 when Jay was trying to put stuff together in 94 and the stuff wasn't getting put out.
Mm-hmm.
96 is when he got his big break. And that's what they're gonna show on Google, when you Google it, it's going to say 96. But Jay was doing that back in 94 when he was making demo tapes.
But then
you got to remember. You got to remember he rolled with Big. He rolled with
mm-hmm.
Biggie. So he was putting stuff out, but you know what I'm saying? In the music game, is back then it wasn't your time. Now is okay, you got a good enough gimmick, let's roll. Look at the Migos. You got a good gimmick, let's roll with it.
Hey, look,
if you ain't dressed as Danny's and Molly's, you don't really know what they're saying. But
man, look,
like
go ahead. Give me more hype. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Look, man, all right, look. First of all, thank you, because you're building up to more of my point I was trying to make earlier before you called up. Lee. Wait,
yo.
First of all, Keys, how old are you? How old are you, Keys?
21.
You 21. I'm 19.
Yeah.
When Lee was surprised as hell from, like, from my first top 5 and 4s, I think the main reason was because of how young we are and how the generation is nowadays with music. Like, because nowadays niggas don't want to listen to nothing no more. Niggas don't want to listen to content. They don't want to listen to quality. They don't want to listen to bars. They don't want to listen to lyricalness. They don't want to listen to the real talking music. They don't want to listen to the verse. They just want to listen to something that's catchy. All they want to do is drop. Even Cardi B said that. She said nowadays the culture is about doing drugs, drinking, and popping pills. Like, that's what it is nowadays. It's more than just that, content. The niggas don't want to listen to that. If you got an ear, you know what bars is. I remember when Lee brought that, you gotta have an image, you gotta have a gimmick. Like, half these guys don't even know what they're listening to. They don't even know what's going on. They're just dancing to it just to turn up. Not saying like you shouldn't have fun here and there with music, but all day, every day, and you don't listen to no, when there's real talk going on that we need to hear, that we need to talk about, that stuff that we need to address, y'all don't listen to that. Y'all don't want to hear about nothing. And I think he's surprised because with the way our generation is today, he probably thinking, yo, they might have, like, probably the Yachty's and Uzi's. That's why I was joking with Lee when I said Lil Yachty was number one in my list, just to joke around with him, just to have fun and see a reaction. Because personally, me, I've listened to old school and stuff for years. So, me, I'm catching up with stuff. And I'm starting to understand the culture of hip-hop more over the years. So there's still a lot of songs, a lot of music, and a lot of albums and mixtapes that I still haven't really sat down and listened to. But there's so much music that's coming up
here and there.
This is why I love Kendrick and J. Cole. These niggas is actually coding off for the culture. Like, these niggas,
exactly.
Whatever they're saying now no more.
Exactly.
Like, for example, Lee, remember when I brought the Mask Off remix? Before Kendrick got on there, what the hell was Future talking about besides drugs?
Man, it was just a beat, man. It didn't have no lyrical content. It was just a beat. And when K-Dot
he morphed that thing into something
you really wanted to hear.
Exactly. Everybody that don't have an ear love. Wait. Oh, everybody that doesn't really just want to turn up, they loved it. But when Kendrick dropped the song, after I heard it, I was like, yo, I know I can't be the only one that's going crazy over this. I check on Twitter. I'm seeing niggas saying, I didn't like it. It wasn't all that cool. I didn't like it. And then one of my homeboys told me that he killed the vibe. I'm like, what? I was blinded like hell. And then I watched Joe Budden on Everyday Struggle, their thoughts on it. And he said it's amazing that when someone adds content to a Future song, they don't like it. So I'm like, damn, he's right.
But they don't want to hear quality anymore. You know what's the one thing y'all missed, though, when y'all was talking about K-Dot? The one thing y'all missed, he can rap on any beat.
I brought that up. K-Dot can rap on any beat. Do not
because
give him a fire
Mask Off is, because Mask Off is almost, it's a trap beat. It's a trap beat.
That'd
if you sit down and listen to it, and I do, and I produce, I make beats, and that's a trap beat. It's a 120 BPM beat. It's a trap beat because that's the standard. That's the lowest you use on a trap is 120 BPM.
Uh-huh.
And that's a trap beat because I put it on the board and I ran it. I was like, it's a trap beat. And Kendrick killed it. But that's the thing about him. It doesn't matter the record. He's going to put what he has on it regardless. And he's going to flip it to fit his style into any beat.
Like around September, I think late September. You know, go ahead, Lee. I talk too much anyway. Go ahead, man. I was about to go off. Go ahead.
I'm going to go back to what my man said
good,
about
bro.
The Migos.
No,
I'm going to go back to what my man said about the Migos. Y'all remember the song Fight Night, right? Y'all remember when they came out with the song Fight Night, right? If you listen to that song, if you listen to that song compared to their style now, it's like, yo, the Fight Night sound y'all had was dope. When y'all had to go do the auto-tune and all that, y'all was dope
on
Fight
now.
Night, man.
That's what's
so
hot
it's
now,
like,
apparently.
So to me, it's like rappers, you don't really have to, if you got something that's working, don't come back, don't do what everybody else doing. Do something that make you stand out. Make yourself, this is my man, me and Rod, J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole,
man, I love
me,
J. Cole. How?
J. Cole, to me, is like, he's the, man, he's like all Chuck D right now. He's this year, this era of Chuck D. Man, that Neighbors song, oh, my God, that Neighbors song is, man, come
I love
on.
Neighbors.
Not even lyric-wise. Here's a fun fact about Neighbors. Can you believe that was a rewind version of Forbidden Fruit?
Yes.
That he, I was like, wait, word? And I love both of those beats. I love both of those beats.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Man. Hey, man. I'm going to tell y'all, man, tonight I had a whole lot of fun, man. And I think what we should do next is we should do this. We should do it on a Friday night. And then everybody pick one album. It don't matter what age, what generation. Everybody pick one album. And we all, and you talk about your album. Why this your favorite album of all time? Or, you know,
that's
we can pick
one
song.
I'm going to tell you. That's hard, Lee. One, your favorite album?
My favorite album right
that's
now is Wu-Tang Clan First Joint. Wu-Tang First Joint is my favorite album of all time. That's easy for me.
Well, here's the thing that just happened to me like a couple months ago. You know, Tribe just dropped a new album.
Oh, that shit was hot.
But if you listen to Conrad Tokyo, because Kendrick Lamar's on that, bruh, the one with Anderson .Paak on it, bruh, like the whole thing is mad. I'm just saying.
That boy is nice. That boy is slept.
But
he's underrated.
But
he was on that DJ boy banging it. Let me shut up. Go ahead.
You know, the only person they missed on that whole album was 3000. If they put 3000 on that album, it'd have been a wrap.
Shout out to Big Boy too. We ain't gonna leave Big Boy out of this. Big Boy is dope lyrically. And even Andre said, "Yo, Big Boy's a better rapper than me." I've always said that. That's what he said.
I got that new one, the Boom Verse. I got that one too. I like it. It's dope because he brings it, but the people he add, like he got Killer Mike, of course. Killer Mike,
got Jeezy on it.
Yes, yo, bro, it is. The whole album flows though, because the one before that, this one flows. But the other one, he was kind of reaching, and he was using different artists than he's normally. Like he used Lil Dragon. She's dope, little Japanese chick. She dope, but it really don't fit. Big Boy is a grinder. It's gotta be hit, man, and they just gotta spit bars. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Oh man. Hey man. Bruh. Well look, we all had to get together again. And hey Keys, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the energy in this show. well, I'm quite sure my man Keys, man, boy. When we came up with the idea of doing this, we kinda just like kicked it around. And we was like, yo, man, you know, we do a lot of MMA stuff, and then we kicked around. I was like, hey, man, let's talk about this. And, man, this was a conversation. I'm going to tell y'all, man, y'all, hey, I'm sitting up here now. I'm so hyped.
I was kind of hyped about the show too, man. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, man. So look, we're gonna put the link out on probably Twitter, probably on either today or tomorrow. Put it out for everybody to listen to. We'll probably listen to it first and check it out. But we're gonna have to do this again, man. We're gonna have to come up with another format of probably like what we want to talk about. And oh man, you can jump in with us, Mike. You know you're welcome back. And we're gonna do this again because hip hop is something that we all can talk about.
Beloved, I'm not welcome back.
Hold on, Rob. Of course you are.
Oh,
man.
I'm glad with you.
Yeah, we're gonna do this again, man. Lee, we're gonna get you in. I got some people. I got a couple people.
Hey,
Lee,
one bad. At least one.
Lee, we gotta find like a 30-year-old. We gotta find a 30-year-old. Because we got the 20s and the 40s. We need to find a 30-year-old cat.
No,
like put the difference.
Yeah, okay, all right. I'll find somebody that's 30. Hey, but how about this topic? Top 5 hip hop groups of all time.
Hip hop groups. I might do some research.
I have mine written down. I have mine ready to go in 10 minutes.
I already know number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. I got mine already. I got a few, but I can't go off the top like this one.
I gotta write that shit down. I gotta like draw a web.
I gotta do some more research.
Piece it together.
Because
you forget.
Hey, so everybody on Twitter, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Everybody on Twitter, right? So everybody on Twitter, right?
Look. It's gonna make it easy. When I drop the link, I'm gonna just tag all of the at, because I talked to O on the timeline before he hit me up. I didn't know who it was. Yeah, so I got his, and then I got these other two guys. So I got you. I'm gonna add everybody.
Okay. Let's shoot for like next Friday or something. Let's do a Friday night show.
I like the end of the week. End of the week works.
All right, let's shoot for Friday. Let's say next Friday. I'm in Denver, so I'm 2 hours behind the East Coast. So
all right,
we'll shoot for next Friday.
Yeah, I'm 1 hour.
It'll be another hip hop show. What I do is I introduce everybody, and then we'll go around the circle. I ask everybody what's on your mind. You give us like a 2-minute thing of what's on your mind. It could be, day at work shit went crazy, la 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 la, and then we'll just go into the show. And then what'll happen is I'll be hosting it. I'll kick it around to everybody. You say your thing, la 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 la. So the thing that we gotta keep in mind is we gotta keep the timing going.
Let's give you a round of applause for keeping the timing together, man. Good job, man. We all messed up, man. So one thing we got to figure out real quick. The first couple ones that we did, remember, we were doing half-hour shows. They were 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
These ones we're doing an hour now, and it goes by like 5 minutes because we're all talking. When you have five people talking,
right. It
goes a lot. You have constant flow. No matter if you don't have your number five off the top, like Rodney had Lee had it, or I had something, O had something when he came in. Everybody had something at some point. So it flies by. So we got to decide if we want to do the same amount of time or we can do it a little longer. I mean, we could do pretty much. We can just figure it out.
Because you can see that we had a lot more to talk to after it went off air.
Yeah.
You can see that. So I agree. But the thing is,
when people listen to radio,
they won't listen that long.
Normally, they'll listen to a show for maybe about 45 minutes to an hour. Anything after hour, they get tone deaf. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, all right, whatever. So that's why you got to keep it at an hour. But the thing that we have to do is that when we talk,
it's time ourselves.
Is when your time come around, be ready. You know, after you talk, you know you're coming back around. Be ready to go,
right.
You know. So that way it ain't like it's dead time. I mean, we ain't have no dead time, but just be ready to go. So, like, when I say, hey, Ron, what's up, man? You know, so give me a number four. You're like, oh, man, you know, I've been waiting for this, you know. So you just jump in. Because I'm going to keep it flowing. I'm going to keep it flowing as the host. And then, you know, and then Keys, when it's my turn, normally he would, like, come to me and be like, hey, Lee, what's up, man? What you got going on? So we just got to work on the timing. But I say next Friday we do another show, another hip-hop show. We can kick around the topics, you know, what we want to do. But
I mean,
it'll be an all hip-hop
show. You know
what
might be a good thing, too? You know what might be a good thing, too, is, you know, me and you, we've been pitching each other questions during the week before we even get to the show. So when you get there, you have a good idea of what I'm going to ask you. And when you already have all your answers ready. So we might send each other a list of questions or just maybe like, you know, the main topic at least sometime during the week. Or at least a few topics. That's what we did tonight. We all had an idea, so that worked out. But when you have a couple topics, if you really want to start dividing up time and being like, all right, like this amount of time. Because that's what we did in this one. We did like, I think it was around the first 10 or so, maybe 10, 15 minutes was to the UFC shit. So we were talking about the fight game, like for, you know, first 10 minutes or whatever. And then I knew we were going to jump into the hip-hop shit. We just started dividing up more if you want to, because you know we had a lot more shit to say, but it was kind of going off to another track a little bit at the end. So we probably could have had a whole nother thing. If we split it up, we could have, you know, but we still had a flow regardless. It doesn't matter. It's just have that organization will be good.
Because I'm thinking that next Tuesday, me and you, we can do our MMA show next Tuesday because, you know, the fight will be this weekend. They give us time to digest what happened and, you know, what they're talking about is being next. So we can do our MMA show Tuesday, and then Friday we can do our hip hop show. So
I like that.
So that way we're doing various things with the show. So I said, next Friday, you know, we all kick it around. I mean, you know, what we want to talk about, you know, but like I said, how we gonna start the show off is I'm gonna kick it to everybody. I'm going to say, yo, Keys, what's on your mind? Then, Keys, you say something. And then I'm going to kick it to Rod. Rod, what's on your mind? And you kick it, Rod. Then I'm going to say, Mike, what's on your mind? And then, you know, what's on your mind? And then, you know, I'm going to be like, well, what's on my mind is this. And then after I get finished saying what I'm saying, I'm be like, well, today's topic, we're going to go into this. Then we're just going to flow with the show. So that's how we're going to do it next Friday. So everybody cool with that?
Great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. All right, so, damn, I'm about to go make me a drink, y'all.
I've been drinking.
Oh, geez. Not yourself, Lee.
I've been on this whiskey. Boy, where you been?
Hey, check this out, though. Hey, Rod, I'm going to make you proud, Rod.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to see Jay-Z Sunday. He here in Denver Sunday night.
Fire. I will make November 8th, but I got stuff going on with school and stuff, so I don't know.
Hey,
yo,
and we send in the box, so it's really going down.
Oh, you
well,
good.
That better be your 2 minutes opening the show. That better
just
be what you talk about, the 2 minutes opening the show on Friday.
just bought the tickets today. I'm seeing
that. Nigga, Jay-Z, hip-hop made the orgasm.
I'm telling you, man. I'm excited, man. Because I didn't get to see,
y'all be easy,
to see Biggie perform.
All right,
man. Everybody be good, man. Hey, I'm about to hit up Twitter. Hey, Keys, you going to put the link out on Twitter tonight? Or you going to do it tomorrow?
Likely tonight. I'll probably have it up there.
Okay. So, man, everybody have a good evening, man. Y'all be safe, man, and great show.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.
Yo. Yeah,
and
thanks
Friday.
Everybody for calling up. Appreciate it, definitely.
Yo, appreciate that having me, man. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, it's love.
Hey, man, make sure you you go with my man Keith to the UFC fight, man. Y'all go see that live.
I'm
going to try. I'm not really.
He doesn't even
watch
know.
UFC too much, but I need to catch
what
up.
Talking about.
All right, man. Well, y'all be good, man. I'm out of here, y'all.
You too,
man. Next Friday, baby. All
right, brother. We'll be talking.
Yeah. Got you.